On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing. Whatever.
Yeah, it's Friday. That usually means that Tori Lagarde joins us. She's a humorist and a cabinet maker.
I am.
Pleasure to have you, young Tori.
I've had something in my eye. Sorry. Thank you.
Oh, it's so funny you mentioned that. I'm not laughing at the
I
fact
know.
You have something
in your
eye.
It's always a nightmare.
Yesterday at 12 noon, because I looked at the clock.
Yeah.
At 12 noon, it was an eyelash or something in my eye.
Yeah.
I had to drive out of state for a few hours. Because cops were chasing me.
What did you do?
Nothing.
I mean, about the eye.
I murdered somebody and I had to leave the state immediately. No, the eye was nothing. I rubbed it and it wasn't moving around, whatever was in there. It was there for 3.5 hours.
Jesus, Ron, didn't you look in a mirror?
Yes,
I do that immediately.
I couldn't see anything.
Because of your eye.
And my eye was red and I had an appointment and I had to meet with somebody and I thought, oh, they're going to think I'm drugs on one side of my face.
Well, you have pink eye and then you're contagious. That stuff's very contagious.
That's true too. But it wasn't pink eye. I felt something was in it.
Oh my God. Well, so what finally happened?
It just worked its way out by itself. And
now
all
it's
of a
in
sudden,
your brain. Okay.
Right. Yes.
It went back there.
Yeah. Oh, it's quite obvious. It's always been there.
Until the hair is accumulating.
But yes, you can't do anything about it. I guess you can, if you're at home or something, you can get some eye drops and it works.
Does it? Okay.
But not if you're on the road like you are with your tour.
Well, I had a horrible eye story about that kind of thing. I had to go to an ophthalmologist. It was so bad.
Did you have it for?
I had it for a day and I said, this is unacceptable. And it hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to the eye doctor and they couldn't find anything.
Really?
So I had, they gave me drops. They always give you drops.
Yes.
They think it's going to solve everything.
They love drops.
They do.
They love drops.
But it wasn't until days later, because I was still being irritated, that I somehow found out what it was. And you should look at this yourself, people, if this happens to you, because I didn't even know this could happen. Your eyelashes, one was growing funny right into my eyeball. And I don't know how the hell that guy didn't see it. That makes me annoyed.
How could he not?
Give me drops? Really?
Yeah.
Well, I just took tweezers and pulled it out, and I was fine.
No kidding.
But it was irritating my eye for days, poking at my eyeball.
And an eye specialist could not tell that something was poking in your eye.
See how they just throw medication at you?
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Well, medication's drops.
It was medicated drops.
Saline solution, probably.
I think it was medicated.
Really?
Yeah, because he thought I had like an infection thing.
Wow.
But this was like a long time ago. This was like 15 years ago. So maybe they've, come up on things now?
Yes, the technology for things poking in your eye has definitely increased. It's fantastic
from
now.
From the millennium, yeah.
That's horrible.
So just check your eye carefully, people. It may be an eyelash growing into, out of whack. Usually they grow out. This one's growing in. I never heard of that.
I mean, I think when one looks at their eye in the mirror, you could tell if there's something poking into your eye. Yeah.
I had to use a magnified mirror is what the thing was. You had to really look and you could see. But that's, maybe he didn't do that with his little thing.
His little thing. That's very, very demeaning.
Well, I'm going to be, I think I'm almost over it. So I don't talk about it much now.
Okay, fine. 15 years ago. I'm glad you're getting over it.
It was days of pain. You had 3 hours of it. I had days of it.
Yeah, I can't imagine. I would have definitely been, the next day I would have been in urgent care, eye care. That's horrible. I don't like the optometrist. It just bothers me. I think we talked about that before.
Yeah, you don't like
the
eye.
I get very queasy and very blicky when someone talks about their eye.
Well, the dentist you don't like either. No. I don't think you just don't like things.
Things in a general category of things. I do not like anything.
Alex, things for 200.
Right. Well, things Ron doesn't like.
Yeah.
I could never put a contact lens in my eye.
Me neither. I mean, if I had to, maybe, but I don't want to try.
Why would you have to?
What if I was in a movie?
Under duress?
I was in a movie as a zombie. They wear these contacts,
I'd say, I'm sorry, can't do that part. I would say no.
What if they paid you a lot of money?
I'm sorry.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ron, it's, come on. It's
unless they guarantee, I think I'd flinch too much. I'd start smacking the person who was putting the thing in my eye.
No, you do it to yourself. You put your own card.
Oh, you're so funny.
Oh, well, okay. No Never way. Mind.
I would not do that to myself. That's what, okay. Oh, God.
Okay. Ugh. They all say that.
That's what I said.
Yeah, I don't okay. believe that story.
All right. Well, welcome to the program.
Why, thank you.
That's pretty stupid comment I just made.
No.
Well, it's the winter almost, huh?
Yeah.
We're on the doorsteps of Thanksgiving, my favorite holiday.
Oh, that's right. It is. You always tell me that. It's because of the food.
It's because there's no church.
Involved. That's right.
None.
The pilgrims had it, maybe, but not now.
No, there's no connection.
Get it?
People,
Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
You're giving thanks. To who?
First time I've heard that.
Well, I mean, who are you giving thanks to? Not the cook.
Oh, you're giving thanks for...
The powers it be.
I guess, you know, when you do sit down at the Thanksgiving table, you do say, thank you for the food and thank you for our family. And so I guess you're giving thanks to the walls.
No, it's supposed to be the Lord.
Yeah, the
I'm
Lord.
Pretty
but
sure.
Nobody goes to church on Thanksgiving, do they? Maybe
the hardcore
some people do.
Oh, I bet the Mormons. Hardcore.
Yeah, they're maybe right they do, yeah. Okay. And they wear little turkey emblems on their foreheads. It's kind of weird.
Well, they had my daughter went to a church yesterday for Friendsgiving, they call it. And everyone brought a side dish. I haven't heard what happened, but that's what they did. And some these are real hardcore churches. She's in the South, so she's trying this out. And they're, you know, they're friendly. Come on in now, y'all. We're going to pray for you, and everything's going to be okay. But, you know, that can be appealing if you need that kind of thing.
Never appealing. My brother's wife was like that. She was just so sweet.
Yeah.
I couldn't take it. It's like dating a cheerleader. It's an awful experience. No, that she's just, well, peace, pie. I don't have
any nice did she have an accent?
Yeah, oh, just like that. Just, man.
Oh, Georgia girl.
It was just, it was nice for 10 minutes, but after that it was like, go somewhere else, please.
Yeah, we in New England, we're not that friendly.
No, we're not.
People think we are, maybe, but we're not.
Oh, I'm not even from Massachusetts.
That's right.
Where
New
I
York's
live
even
now.
Worse, though.
No, New York, they're really quite nice.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it's like a gigantic ship that's in muddy waters, and you've all got to band together with all your cultures. Massachusetts, you're all the same. Who cares?
We're very angry here. It's cold. We're miserable. We got to work. We have that accent.
I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. I get why people are angry in certain locations.
Maine should be worse, then.
Yeah, there's nothing going on up there,
it's
is
cold.
There?
It's apples and
you
snow.
Got your apples and your potatoes, and that's about it.
Lobsters.
You ever go potato picking?
No.
No such thing, is there?
Because they grow out of the ground.
Well.
You could still pick them, but it involves kneeling down and getting dirty. And
I think I'm going to open up a potato picking business.
Well, those are in Idaho, aren't they? Potato farms?
Yeah. Well, they have them in Maine. They're Maine potatoes.
Okay.
But not, yeah. You were telling me last week about your apple picking experience.
Yeah.
And I thought, this is pretty cool.
I haven't eaten an apple since. I just had one at the place, and
I wouldn't
have those whole bag of apples. I haven't touched one.
Where do they get the nerve in charging people admission price to go pick your own apples?
Yeah, when I told people the price,
man.
They were pretty flabbergasted.
What a racket that is!
But I mean, these people aren't getting rich.
That's like saying to Tori, $20 for what, Ron? For you to mow my lawn. It's the same thing.
What?
For you to have the pleasure of mowing my lawn.
I will pay you $20.
Correct. Oh. It's like apple picking.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I pick any apples. I'll have them do it. Now I'm charging admission price.
But we're keeping the apples. That's a difference.
You can keep the grass that you
That's
that
even
you
worse.
Cut.
No, I don't like this deal.
As a matter of fact, I prefer that you haul that grass away.
Well, I'm not taking this deal.
Take your clippings for free. Yes. Mow for $20 and take the clippings.
Now they call it yard waste because it used to be the city would pick up your lawn clippings.
Right.
I'm putting sticks in there, dude. I'm putting big, giant branches.
Mm.
You know.
Well, that's different. You have to bag them separately.
No.
No?
I did. You do?
Uh-oh.
Now you tell me. I just put them in a thing. It says yard waste on the things, and that's yard waste, and they took it and no questions asked.
Oh, because they load that separately when they take it. That's why it's separately
marked.
But
they're all mixed.
Did they put it in the same truck
I'm
in the same place?
I'm not watching.
I don't think so, Tori. There's probably a couple of compartments on that truck. They're
not
supposed to do
that. They'd have
to
pick out my sticks from the leaves? What are you kidding me?
No, yard waste is yard waste.
Oh, there's a truck for yard waste and a truck for lawn clippings? This is so fascinating. People
are
probably
turning
it on.
No, anything that has to do with your yard, thing like that, that would go in a separate part of their truck.
Oh.
There's probably two different compartments in the truck itself, most likely. I don't know. I'm not a trash man myself. But I believe that.
Could you find out, Ron? I need some investigation on
this. Well, there was a time
when
I know I used to see trucks with two compartments in them, and I believe that's why.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That's why you separate your...
plastics and papers?
Your colors and your whites and in the washing machine.
People that don't do that make me very angry. Why are you ruining your clothes? They need to be separated. You don't just put in all the lights and the darks together, you dummy. Oh, I'm so angry about that.
Let me tell you something. And please don't get mad at me.
Oh, Ron, don't tell me you do it. Because
if things have been washed a number of times and they're white and they're black or gray, I've never had a problem. It's when you put in the oranges and the reds.
That's different. That's the colors that run. I'm talking about fading. Your whites are going to fade to grayish with you putting them with darks. And your darks are going to kind of lighten. You won't stay nice and crispy dark anymore. It's going to get a little whitish looking.
No crispy dark?
No. That like
I've never
fried
had
chicken?
A problem with
well,
that before.
Then you do your thing, girlfriend.
I mean, maybe when you first buy the garments, but after a while, they're all used to each other.
You're apathetic about your laundry?
If you wash them together all the time, they get to know each other and it's different.
I don't like it.
All right, fine.
I was raised differently, to do things a certain way and your clothes look nice longer.
Yeah.
I don't want to keep buying clothes because they look crappy and have lint and they pill.
Lint and pill has nothing to do with separating the colors. Mm. I mean, it's, you know, it's kind of backward society-wise.
I've seen white socks that look gray. I don't like it. These things, they come out, they're really white when you start, these athletic socks. And after a while, they start to get gray because people are pushing them in with their jeans and their
athletic
black t-shirts.
Oh, jeans. Always have to be done separately,
well,
no matter what color
they are.
Well,
they're cotton. They take forever to dry. Towels are separate
why.
Also.
Denim jeans are now made in countries where they don't know how to make pants anymore.
Oh.
And they all run. They run for years, the denim colors.
You must be tired. But now, do you put your towels
can't
separately?
You said that.
Well, I'll say anything. I'm getting $20 to mow your lawn.
True.
I mean, I'm paying you.
That's true.
Good point. Now, do you do towels separately? If anyone throws in towels with regular clothes, I am really going to lose it now.
If there's if there's one towel and it's
one hand towel.
I do towels separately.
Yeah.
I do and sheets and things like the blankets I do separately.
Okay, thank you.
Do you think anybody's really listening to this at this point with any kind of great interest in what we're talking about?
No.
Do you think they ever did?
Yes.
Okay. We lost them then.
Well, no, we can get them back.
We can get
them
back.
They just like us. We can talk
about
anything, the weather.
I'm not sure about that. Well, let's talk about the weather.
Oh, I don't want to.
All right.
Well, it's cold, and I hate that. Even though the sun's out, it's deceiving. I go out, and I'm freezing.
It's really not that cold, to be honest with you.
To me, it is.
See, now it's about, for those that don't live in the New England area, it's about 45 degrees outside.
That's cold to me.
It's not cold to me.
Well, 20 is obviously freezing.
I thought it would be cold to me, but it wasn't cold to me when I went out.
Maybe you're menopausal.
I am every day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The hot flash, so you think it's a little warmer.
I'm sweating in places I didn't sweat before.
Ah, okay. Mm.
I interviewed a person actually on today's show earlier who there's a certain malfunction in the body. It's like a condition, mm-hmm. a medical condition, where you sweat profusely all the time, no matter what it is outside.
Yeah, I don't want that.
Yeah. And it was very interesting because I didn't know that was an actual medical condition. I thought it was just someone who sweats a lot.
That's a deal breaker.
It is a deal breaker because certain odors start coming along with that sweat problem.
Yeah, that's why I don't want to date anyone. I don't want to find out what their new problem is. I'm okay. I'm all set.
Okay, fine. That's the reason.
Because people have all these problems. I have enough of my own. Why should I hook onto someone else when their problems?
So, well, if who would... There. So who would you... Who would you date if everybody has problems?
I'm not going to. I just explained that because I don't want. I find out these people have all these problems later, and they're really character flaws, and there's no getting around that.
What about a biblical character, like Joseph or Adam?
I don't know. Maybe
They probably don't have a lot of baggage going on.
Yeah,
you know,
they're probably old fashioned though.
Give them a call.
I'm modern.
Yeah, that's true. Give them a shout out.
Did you know people raise chickens in Brockton, Massachusetts? It's not even, it's a city. It's not even a suburb. There's chickens being raised
I know that.
Here. You did know that.
Yeah. I'll tell you what I do know is that chickens are being raised in every city in this country.
Why?
Because you're allowed to do that.
Because of the eggs?
No. It can be for any reason. There was a big movie about that, a documentary about Manhattan and Queens, New York. A lot of people raised chickens.
Did you watch it?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, because yeah, it was there.
A chicken documentary?
No, it was in the documentary. It was in a documentary about what people do in the city that, you know,
and that
you're
was
never
one
aware
thing.
Of.
Okay.
In most cities, you are actually allowed to raise chickens with a chicken license.
But you know what you're not allowed to do?
No.
Have a rooster. And do you know why?
I'm going to guess.
You'll be right, guess.
Because the rooster will overpopulate the chickens.
No.
Oh, because they crow?
Yes.
And make too much noise?
Yes. And so you know what they do about that?
What?
I found out because I talked to someone that raises chickens and roosters, and you can only have one rooster.
They cut off the cock.
No.
Oh.
They they put a collar on, so it restricts their throat.
Oh, that's awful.
But listen, I saw the video this person showed me of the rooster with the collar. It was still so loud, I couldn't believe it. So if it's louder than that, they're going to hear you in the next town.
I guess it can be very annoying.
And you're not even supposed to have them because if the collar, I mean, that's he's still risking it because you're just not supposed to have roosters. Wow.
Wow.
They're worse than
pit bulls. So how can you raise chickens? So I guess you have to have the chickens brought in order to raise them.
Well, they mate. So the chickens wear...
chickens can't mate. Chickens have to have a rooster.
Yeah, that's what I meant. I meant the rooster will mate with the chicken, but they
put... you can't have a rooster, Tori.
But they... You can't. People do. And they put little saddles on the chickens. It's so cute. I saw the pictures. So that when the rooster jumps on the chicken to mate, it won't claw them up and ruin the feathers. So they have little saddles.
Isn't that... That must be very bizarre, perverted. Do they put little cowboy hats on them?
I didn't see any hats.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a thing. And you know how the chickens take a bath?
Yeah.
In dust. They do a dust bath.
Really?
They get in the dirt.
Oh, that's nice.
So in the winter, you got to dig out a little away from the snow and get the dust going, and they'll have their bath.
Strange.
Chickens are weird, huh?
Well, there's a pecking order to this. yeah, they're strange. I think the people who raise chickens actually can also slaughter them.
He does.
Yeah. Which I can't.
But you know what he said he needs to get is a road cone, because then you can put it over the rooster or chicken or whatever it is, and the head sticks out, and they can't flap.
This is so inhumane. I mean,
maybe it's humane.
I mean, we're talking about free range.
How do you
birds
think we eat
here?
Chicken though? It happens in factories if it's not happening in your backyard.
But it's I know, but it's done in a
methodical way. You mean like a conveyor belt?
Well, they should inject them with like sleeping stuff. And
no, because then we're eating that injection.
Yeah,
don't you
but
think?
That's awful. That's so cruel.
I don't want to see it.
I don't know. It's a living thing. You see, probably.
Well, Ron, you're not a vegetarian, so you have no say here.
That's the problem, Tori. That's one of the biggest dilemmas of my life. Mm-hmm. Whenever this comes up, I literally cannot solve this problem because I do eat meat.
Sure.
And it's delectable, and it's also somewhat healthy for you, certain types of meats.
Mm-hmm.
However, I could never kill an animal or watch it
either.
Or anything.
No.
So that's just wrong. But yet
you can tell time, but you can't build a watch. You just eat the food, and we don't need to know where it comes from.
Interesting comment you just made.
Yeah, I don't want to know where the hot dogs are, what it's in a hot dog.
So I shouldn't be wearing a watch because I don't know how to make one?
You don't wear one anyway. And who does with cell phones now? I don't see many watches around. It's silly.
All right. Your example is like really going too far. Because like, so no one should have a cell phone because no one knows how to make a cell phone.
No. I just meant it's about the time thing. Excuse me.
Yes.
I can't build a watch, but I can tell time. I didn't make that up. I've heard that for like 30 years, that expression.
Yeah. I mean, I understand what it means, but I don't think it has much to do with eating chickens.
Well, I mean, you said different. You don't want to watch or have your own food killed.
Correct.
But, I mean, people boil lobsters and then go eat it. I mean,
I don't do that.
No.
I would never watch lobsters actually protest.
I don't know. I don't want to watch it either.
I don't know if that little screeching is... Is the sound of the shells, or whether they actually have... I don't think they have vocal cords or anything, though.
I think they're yelling. I think they don't like it.
It's the sound of the steam ripping their guts apart.
I know, I'm not going to be around. I don't want to be around it. I don't even really like lobster that much. I mean, if it's a lobster salad, but I'm not working at my food with little tools.
Do you ever go to a restaurant? They don't have them anymore, because maybe they found it inhumane in this country. But they would have a gigantic tank in the middle of the restaurant, and then someone would come over and actually fish them out.
They still have those.
They have them in supermarkets and things like that.
Oh, but you don't think they have them? They haven't in restaurants, you don't think so?
Well, I don't. They used to do pick out your own lobster. Right, you walk up to the tank, and then little Bobby, 3 years old, would go, "I want that. I want to eat that one." And I was like, "Oh my,
isn't that
that's
creepy?
Not good.
I don't
that's
want
not
it.
Good.
I'm not doing that. My kids have never done that. I never did that to my children. I would never."
And it's the only food that you eat, and you have a picture of it on your bib. It's just it's so
well. That might be cow bibs.
Disrespectful.
At a hamburger joint, there wouldn't be a cow bib.
That would also be quite weird, but no, usually not.
Or chicken bibs.
Chicken bib. Chicken bib. Hey, that's not a bad marketing idea.
We need something.
Yeah,
we've
really
talked about that.
A website that has bibs of the thing that you're eating.
Ooh.
Be a novelty thing.
Okay.
Not a bad idea.
It's probably been done.
No one's. I don't think so.
Really?
Well, I haven't heard of it. Doesn't mean it hasn't been done, obviously. But
yeah, I Google everything, and everything's there.
Check it out. I thought there was no chocolate gum. I thought that would be the most incredible idea ever.
I blew your mind with that gum.
Yeah, you really did. And then I realized after I had a lot of all of the chocolate gum, I realized it's probably not necessary to have chocolate gum.
Right. You bucket list did that.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's
but
next?
No, it's not like I wanted more at that point. It was like, okay, that's good. It's fine. That's enough.
Hey, speaking of bucket lists, do you ever have bucket lists with people that want to climb like Mount Everest? I mean, you never.
Yeah, well, no. Did I ever see one?
I mean, do you ever hear of anybody that wants to do that?
Oh, sure.
Really?
Yeah.
So I was on the subway the other day, and these two guys were from Nepal.
Right.
So their language is Nepalese.
Mm-hmm.
So I asked them about, you know, Tibet and Mount Everest. Did you ever climb? And I'm sort of half kidding.
Sure.
But the guy, one of them said he's been up to base camp. Get out!
Yeah. How high up is that?
That's like 5,000 feet or something.
Really?
It's high.
Oh, I thought it'd just be like a couple of feet high.
He said he said it was so cold. He said he would never do it again. But he at least got that high.
Base camp is like not. It was a halfway up or something?
I don't know
how that works.
I don't exactly. Was it 5,000?
Base camp
maybe it
doesn't,
was 3,000 feet.
That doesn't sound too scary.
It's like 30,000 feet or 29,000 feet, I think, is Mount Everest.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So 5,000 feet, base camp, you still got so much to go. The guy said, it's not worth it. I wouldn't want to die on a mountain. For what?
People do.
Oh, they're still up there. They can't bring you down.
Right.
You just, all these frozen corpses are up there. That's their resting place.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's worse than a chicken.
Because it's too hard to get you down.
Yeah.
So why not just stay, and you're all preserved because it's so cold. So like you don't really skeletonize. You just sort of mummify maybe.
Why wouldn't they get you down? Wouldn't they just like kick you?
What do you mean?
Kick you off the ledge.
Because
you're already
it's treacherous.
Frozen and dead.
It's treacherous.
Oh, and
your body
would break up on the way down or something?
I don't know, but they don't want to risk another life trying to save someone that's already gone.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's your resting place. There's like the Titanic, they're at the bottom of the sea. They don't want to drag it up.
No helicopters? Can helicopters go that high?
I doubt it.
Oh, really? Okay. That's a good reason.
It seems probably dangerous.
All right.
But that's like a bucket list that we mentioned. Like if you want to climb a mountain,
I would guess that if you passed away on a mountain, then that would be where you would want to be.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So that's like being buried at sea.
Because you're like this big avid mountain climber.
Yeah. So
and then
that would
Everest,
make sense.
That's the number one.
That would be,
yeah. Okay.
Although it's difficult on holidays to go up and pay your respects.
Yeah, you're there
the
forever.
Family.
You
yeah,
just
the
think
family.
About them. You don't visit them. You think about them.
It's not like you're having Thanksgiving dinner and go, let's go up and then visit
Dad. It's not a gravestone.
No, you can't.
At a cemetery.
Yeah.
No.
And you can't lay flowers. You have to lay ice cubes, I guess.
So you have a memorial. You have a memorial service still, probably.
You do, but you're not going to go up see him.
But there's no empty coffin. You're not there.
Right.
Just a gesture.
Yes. I do a lot of gestures, but none of them match what you're talking about.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right.
Crazy stuff. What were we talking about before that?
Well, I did want to mention that the election just happened in the country, and these were local elections. And I just wanted to say that the turnout was low.
Mm.
And when I was speaking with other people about this, we decided, and it's true, that local elections, Ron, have more impact on you.
Certainly
so
do.
It makes no sense for you to stay home and just worry about presidents governors.
There's no question about it.
So listen to this, people. Please, if you want things to change, it has to start in your backyard. This is where it matters. Don't stay home. These are the ones that count. I can't believe that people don't get that. But there, I said it. I just wanted to say that.
I'm glad you said it. And people don't get it because they just don't get that.
But they want to come out and vote for president.
Yeah, because that's just, they've been irked and urged to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like if they're not urged to do it, they just don't do it. And that's the sad part about our society.
Mm-hmm.
We just really, we have to be taken by the hand saying, come on, I'm going to take you to the polling place. Otherwise,
you're right.
You just don't go. And then the excuse is, I'm so busy. You're not so busy.
You're too busy to make changes that you want to happen?
Yeah.
Come on.
It doesn't take
my
that long.
My one vote doesn't matter. Yeah. But if everyone thought that, can't you get that logic that that's, things wouldn't work? Then I said, there were people coming in, Ron, that could hardly walk. Mm-hmm. They were so old, but they still wanted to do it. It mattered that much.
It's a miracle.
It mattered to them. My gosh. And you're young and able and you don't want to vote? What's wrong with you?
Well, on the other hand, those that did vote, there was an impact. In Virginia, you had a seat that was available, available seat in smoking. And then you had... you had a governor's race in New Jersey, and it was Democrats pretty much all the way down the line. Mm-hmm. So people are, the ones that are going out are expressing themselves.
Right, they get it.
And apparently, from what I understand in exit polls, that the majority were women and minorities. Mm-hmm. They didn't go out before. Now they're going out and saying, ooh, we messed that one up. Now we're going to go out and we're going to participate. Right. So that's starting to happen.
So maybe that's the Trump thing that maybe was the one silver lining. Because of that, people are like, wow, we can't let this happen. We got to do something.
This is what happens when we don't do it.
Right.
And that's a lesson that is really well learned.
And there's a transgender, the Virginia guy that was elected was a Democrat, first transgender.
Correct.
So you know what? Hey, it's happening. Changes aren't being made, but you got to do it. You can't sit home. Please don't sit home.
No. I just wish more elections would happen more frequently, but unfortunately they don't. They're annually, and unless it's a special election, and that's
a
problem.
Is mayor 2 years or 4 years?
It's two. And it depends on the city. Okay. I believe in the one that you're referring to, it's two.
Okay. So by the time you're starting to campaign
Absolutely. And that's been discussed many, many times.
Right.
But yeah. That's what it is.
People shouldn't be afraid to elect someone new if it's only for 2 years. Give that person a chance and see what happens instead of the same old.
2 years can be a long time.
Yeah.
A lot of damage can be done in 2 years. Mm. And I think a lot of damage has been done in less than a year in the case that we're both, that the entire country is dealing with.
Yeah.
So, that try thing ain't going to work on certain levels for sure. For sure, and go work
for
on shizzle. Certain level. Not good.
But people, you know what word I keep hearing, Ron, is conversation. If you watch the news at all, people say, we have to have a conversation about sexual harassment. Mm-hmm. We have to have a conversation about guns. We have to have a conversation about racism. But if I'm watching this, aren't we having this conversation? If I'm watching it on television?
We're having conversations.
It's on the internet. It's on TV.
We're having conversations. We're just not doing anything about it. The conversations, and again, this is the reason why one would vote in or vote out someone on a local level, or certainly on a rep level for Congress or House, because if they're not doing anything, then you got to do something about it. Everybody's pissed about this thing with what happened in Texas with the church.
Yes.
And the president, I don't remember his name, but the president's said this is not about guns, it's about mental illness.
I'm tired of that. I'm tired of that being said.
It's a spin line because you don't put guns in the hands of mentally ill people.
That guy was a very creepy looking white guy.
And after the deal in Vegas with that
another creepy looking white guy
kind of thing, never discussed, nothing ever done about it. Still go out and buy them.
Well, I heard that they had a moment of silence and somebody walked out because they're like, this is ridiculous.
Correct.
If all you're ever going to do is have a moment of silence for victims or lower the flag, what is that accomplishing?
And yet, when the situation happened in New York City with the terrorism, all of a sudden we've got to vet people differently.
Oh, we're screened at airports.
Within the next day, that president, again, I forget his name, sign an executive order in order to bump up security. So that we do immediately. But when things happen in our own country with our own people.
Yeah, because it's not enough people. That was thousands of people. Now you have, but it's going to add up to thousands.
It's because it had to do with guns.
Okay.
And this president's base is the NRA or those types of members.
Right.
So you can't piss them off. So rather
than Obama could have done something. His base wasn't NRA. Obama was in there for 8 years?
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised that he didn't do an executive order as far as assault weapons are concerned.
Yeah.
I mean, Obama was a great president, but he wasn't the best.
Mm-hmm. Well, there was no best.
But he had an entire Republican in Congress for quite some time as well.
Right.
It's just tough to get things done anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, whenever I start talking about him, my blood starts to boil a little bit, so I'll keep it under control.
I learned something new, and I did not know this, and you will like this. Mm-hmm. The United States Postal Service?
Yes, ma'am.
They now take pictures. Well, they've been doing it, but you can get pictures of your mail. It's all been scanned in a photograph, and you can get it emailed to you so you know what mail is coming to you before it gets there that day. Now, what the purpose of that is, I'm trying to figure out, but I've had a conversation with someone to try to decide. Maybe if you're expecting something and then it doesn't come in your box, and oh, it was here, now it's not, like someone took it, like a check or anything, you have the proof. So I know someone now that he's looking every day, he's getting emailed what his mail is, what's coming to him.
Really?
Yeah, and you can do that yourself. It's free.
Really?
Really. I'm going to sign up.
Why would the post office bother taking pictures of every envelope?
They've been
envelope?
Doing that anyway, scanning them. For years, they've been scanning it, but now you have access
scanning
to
scanning is one thing. Pictures is something else.
Well, that's the same thing. A scan is a picture. A scan with a, like in your home scanner, it takes a picture. That's the same principle. It's scanning your mail with a photograph, and then you can now access this. Go to USPS, United States Postal Service. My USPS is what it is.
Really?
Yes, I thought you'd be very interested in this.
I'm extremely interested.
Yeah, me too.
Now, some people realize that when they get their mail, very frequently you're getting somebody else's mail down the street or maybe not even near you.
Yeah.
So what if that's a check?
Mail?
Yeah. Where's your mail? That's happening, then where's my stuff
going?
So
if you want to sign up for a check it out free, and they can get a picture of your mail the day before it's going to get there.
So I could check that out. But here's the problem. Let's say you find out that something was supposed to come to your house, but yet it didn't. The post office really never does much about anything.
Tell them you'll call the media. I've been losing my mail. This is what's going on. They don't like that kind of threat.
I had a problem, and I went down to the post office, and they said, we're sorry, we'll keep an eye on it. Didn't really change anything. What am I supposed to do, get somebody fired?
Well, if you know who it's coming from, maybe you can contact them, and they can send out something else, you know.
But that's not the point. The point is that I'm paying a postage stamp for efficiency, and if I'm not getting the end of the deal, then what's going on here? That's not good. Somebody's screwing up somewhere.
Yeah, well, they're always screwing up. Hopefully they're not screwing up with you, but they're screwing up with someone every day, probably.
Yeah, no, you have to say to yourself, if I'm getting somebody else's mail, who's getting mine sometimes?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it's the honor system. You got to hope that they're just going to do something about it and get you that piece of mail, but not always.
Well, an apartment complex, I found out, sometimes they deliver it, and the people, they've gone, they didn't forward. Right. So that mail's just there, and it sits there like a package waiting for people to pick it up. So people just take it because they know the person doesn't live there anymore. And what's going to happen? There's no proving it.
Yeah.
It's not a perfect system.
I guess there's no perfect system for anything.
No.
I suppose.
Hey, what are you going to do?
Nothing.
No, get a picture of your mail.
Yeah, that's
I think
that's
kind of neat. I want to try it at least.
It's an interesting concept. I just don't know what it
And they've been doing it,
for solve.
Years. I just found out the
Seems
other day.
Seems like a little bit of a waste of time, though. Why? Well, I mean, like, why are they doing that?
Maybe for the records. They want to make sure they cover their own backs. That we had this, here it is, it came.
It's probably better that they didn't do that.
Yeah, you might, for them, it might be.
Yes. I mean,
they could subpoena those records and then, well, you had it, there it is.
Stupid. You're proving how bad you are is what you're doing. Thank you for.
Yes, making it easier for us.
That's weird.
I didn't know anyone could do that. And this guy showed me, he does it every day. He looks at his mail and he showed me his phone and there's his mail and wow.
Be funny if you saw someone, a postal employee, like standing there holding up the mail near their face. Here's your mail. That'd be kind of weird.
I wouldn't like that.
That's to prove that they actually have it, that it's actually a post office employee holding up your mail.
Can I have it then? Not just the picture?
Right. I wish they would lose the magazines, personally. I mean, you can take the junk mail anytime you want.
Well, not the magazines. You pay for those, right?
That's true. But the magazines.
Do people still get
junk
magazines?
Yes.
I know my parents do, because that's an old school thing. But you read it online, Ron. What's the point? Everything's online.
It's not old school. If you buy something anywhere,
I know.
You're going to get junk mail, and then you're going to start getting free magazines on trial.
Oh, you get... I never... Well, CNET, that's the only magazine I get free.
Your neighbor might get your magazines.
That's what's happening. I got to get the scan thing. I got to get it straightened out. I need to see what I'm missing.
It'd be fun just to every day just take your scans and compare them to what you got physically.
Yes.
And it would just, wow, that would be
fun. I don't know
if
they scan junk mail or not, but they scan legitimate mail. They don't scan, I was told they don't scan like current resident or things like that.
Okay. current resident. That's so demeaning.
We've been the current resident. My parents have been there for, I don't know, decades.
Well, they've been the current resident for a long time. Exactly.
Original resident, maybe. So shut
up. They don't have that. They don't have original resident.
Because they're gone, usually.
That's funny. Original resident. I'm still getting mail that says, congratulations, Mr. Dam.
Yeah, you told me that.
Yeah.
Well, you know what?
They
have the publisher's clearinghouse.
Yeah.
And my mother told me I need to be home on December 22nd in case they knock on the door.
Oh, stop.
She's totally serious.
She really
serious.
Thinks so.
My
huh?
father entered, and we just want to make sure that we listen for the doorbell so their lives will change.
Okay.
I'm not even kidding about that.
I used to, you know, when Ed McMahon was around.
Oh, sure.
I used to think that was a real big possibility.
Did you? Okay.
I did when I was younger.
I did when I was in my 20s. I was a kid. What is the matter with me?
It was viable.
It was viable.
Yep. But then after a while, I realized I may have already won 2,000 times. Either my luck is really bad and I got that close a lot, or right. they're lying to me. It's one or the other, I
right.
wonder which it is.
I just thought I wasn't lucky. I thought, there's so many people that are probably
They're great scam artists at first. Now, I mean, everybody's wise to them now, but at first it was like, you may have already
is
won.
Is everyone wise?
And you're the final three.
December 22nd.
Yeah, stop
I've
lying
be
to
home,
me.
Though.
I can't be the final three with 30 million other people. That doesn't make sense.
Well, the funny thing is now I've already announced that December 22nd, I have to stay by my door. So somebody can easily troll me now with fake cameras and be like, I'd be like, wow. And I'd be like, Ron, guess what? I'll come in here and they'll get me like the fake lottery tickets. Oh, damn it.
I would definitely stay home, certainly.
Really?
Are you shopping early? Stay home all day. They could show up. Although it's not Ed McMahon. He's dead. So
sure. It's a whole other. Up? Maybe it's Pat Sajak. I don't even know.
Pat Sajak.
I don't know. What's happening?
Van is in the van.
Is she? Okay,
no,
good.
I'm just saying.
They need to be people I'd recognize because I'm not going to fall for that.
Did you ever say to yourself, I don't know if we talked about this before, did you ever just say to yourself, I hope I don't win the lottery?
Well, I don't play, so I can't win. Mm-hmm. But
let's say you did.
Right. It would turn me into a jerk, probably. And I might not like myself.
Yeah.
Because I'd have to start being like, you can't have my money. No, I need
well,
it.
Well, you know, I would like to win the lottery for a modest amount of money. Maybe,
oh, well, yeah.
Maybe 50,000 or 100,000.
Okay, 100, that's 000. Doable. Yes, okay.
But if we're talking like
millions
of dollars,
they'll hunt you down. I don't want to.
That would be awful.
Yeah, you'll be bothered.
Awful.
Yeah.
You'll be bothered and you'll get scammed left and right.
Yes.
I would never from that moment on trust anybody
you
or
couldn't.
Anything,
you
even
couldn't.
The scanned mail. I would never trust anything anybody ever said to me. If they said something nice to me, I would always wonder,
But what about people you know already? Would they turn and get...
I already don't like them.
Me?
Oh, no, not everybody.
But I mean, I would be afraid to borrow any money from anybody. I don't do it.
Toward, by the way, play a part.
Sorry. But I mean, people I don't, you know...
What?
Relatives? Do they count?
Yes. Okay. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Seriously? They're at the top of the Everest.
Oh, okay. They won't live up there. We'll leave them up there.
I'd leave their bodies up there on purpose.
Well, you have to. I'm sorry, anyway.
Hey, Grandma, you want to go mountain climbing?
she won't make it to base camp.
No, she won't make it to base camp.
It to base camp. If I did, it would be a miracle, and I don't know how I'd get back down. I would be terrified if I even made it. You know how you get somewhere, you're like, I'm going to walk all the way to the store. And then you're then I have to walk back.
I ain't going to Everest.
Can I get picked up?
I don't even have a heavy coat. No way.
Yeah, I've never seen you in a heavy coat.
Yeah, they don't make them my size.
But you don't go out in cold weather, probably.
No, why would I?
Yeah.
I don't walk in cold weather, no.
You have a car where you warm up your ahead of time? Do you have that at starters?
No, I don't like that. I don't like the idea of a car
running by itself?
Yes. I'm very old school in that way.
It'll warm up for you ahead of time. What's the matter with you?
Someone can jump in my car. Take
that
my
doesn't
car
unlock
away.
It.
I don't care. I don't like the idea of it. And you can't. If you have a garage, it doesn't work anyway.
You'll kill yourself.
Well, let's say it's really cold and it's snowy outside and it's freezing outside. And if you have a garage or a carport or something.
This is relevant.
Why would you? You can't start your car in the garage with the garage door closed.
So don't you have a garage door opener?
Well, do they make those now?
You have all kinds of gadgets now. You're like in the future.
Then you're making your garage freezing. It just is.
I would do it just because I don't like getting in a cold car, dude.
Dude, we used to live just fine before
no,
all
we
this.
No, we weren't. We weren't that fine. How were we fine? We were freezing.
That doesn't make it any warmer.
Oh, well, I thought we had global warming and climate change.
And where's
all
that exhaust going to go that's spewing through your garage?
Yeah.
Even with the door open. even with the door open.
Yeah, it still gets cracks into your house.
Yeah.
I don't like smells. I can smell other people's garages. So for me, I wouldn't last long. When they start a car, I could probably smell it two houses away.
Well, you have that kind of nose.
I do.
That's, which is, you know, obvious. You're like Uri Geller of the noses.
I am.
Yeah.
I am.
You can bend a spoon with your nose, probably.
I haven't tried.
Okay.
Sounds dangerous.
Dangerous.
Miranda. My little girl.
Yeah.
She's going to church.
Isn't that wonderful?
Making her side dishes. But they didn't even make a side dish. She said, Mom, I'm going to just stop at the store and get some baked cookies. Mm. That's what you do. She didn't have time to prepare.
Why don't we start our own church? Did we talk about this?
You and I talked about it privately. Mm. We decided maybe we talk about it on the air because it's like a tax break and you just can have it anywhere in a mall. You just rent a space and you become a preacher.
Yeah, I think you have to apply for some type of denotation, a 401c or D or B or something.
Yeah.
And you make yourself a church and they can't turn you down because they can't screw with religion.
Right. Yeah. Sure.
And what you do is you have people come in once a week. You give a sermon, which is like a comedy routine for me. And you stand up there behind the pulpit. People come in. They put money in the basket. They go home. And you're good.
Yeah, because if you want to keep hearing me, you got to pay me.
Yeah.
I don't do this for free.
Yeah.
Ish.
Yeah.
Free-ish.
Now, I think I have to pay for the property, but not property taxes.
Rent, electricity.
Right.
Heat.
That you still have to do.
Okay.
But you don't pay taxes on anything, though, so that works better.
Right.
But you have to have enough people come in to cover your expenses and to make a little bit of money so you can go to the strip clubs.
But I would think nowadays they would be really scrutinizing people that do this because of people like Donald Trump.
I know.
We have to look at everything.
You can't.
Why can't they? I could have a story written about me. Who is this Tory Lagarde who has a church here? What do you think about it? And it could be articles about me, and then I'd be nervous, be like, uh-oh, am I doing something wrong?
But there are like hundreds of churches that all do the same thing. Why would they single you out?
I can't take that chance.
No.
I don't want to be bothered. I don't want to win millions, and I don't want to make a church, because then people I have attention.
I would do it to prove a point.
Oh, yes, you said that. That's right. That would make sense.
Yeah. But I also think it's fun to have people come in and just listen to you talk.
I'd go to your church.
Yeah.
I would go. If you did it, I would go every week.
I would hand out candy for the kids.
Really?
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Okay.
And it would still be spiritual. You know,
okay, because I'm spiritual. You're kind of spiritual.
Yeah, it wouldn't be an exact religion, but it would be a spirit of one's own self.
Right, there's energy out there, Ron.
Correct.
Okay.
The proper use and collection of energy, accepting the positive and clearing the negative.
Yeah. That's Scientology, that's a religion. Kind of, because then you get
No.
Well, they're trying to clear you of levels that you...
Well, on a scam level.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a little different.
Right.
A little
It's the
different.
Same kind of principle, though. They want to eradicate your bad vibes or something, I think. Your memories and stuff.
Yeah, with machinery and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's quackery.
Yeah, and then you can't talk to anybody else in your family, and you can't have your friends unless they're part. So
you're
going to
do it differently. Right.
Yeah, I'm going to do it differently because I am going to hand out candy, and I'm also going to... actually, my first sermon will be, what do you do with chickens? I mean, do you eat them if you can't watch them be killed? That would be my first sermon.
I asked the guy with the chickens, I said, what came first then? Answer me the age-old question,
yes.
The chicken or the egg.
And what did the person say?
He said, well, he ordered the chicken online, so it would be the chicken.
Oh, the chicken. Well, that kind of solves the entire question right there.
I mean, I thought people that raise chickens, shouldn't they know?
Yeah,
if they don't know, nobody knows, Ron.
Duh. Yeah. Obviously, if you order the chicken came first before the egg.
I guess he was very literal about it.
Yes. Well, maybe he didn't really understand the English.
I think he did. He's a very smart guy.
Yeah, right. I'm sure he's smart.
He is.
Seriously?
He's in charge of the farmer's market. Yeah.
And he said, was he joking when he said the chicken came first in the mail?
Could have been.
Could have been
a joke.
I hope so. Let's say I hope it was.
He'll go to your church too.
Right. This is why he's raising chickens, I got to tell you. Tory Lagarde, Ron Van Dam, send them money. Bye.